With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Hamas stronghold of Gaza City is now ringed by Israeli troops, and the fighting said to be intense both above and below ground in terrorist bunkers and tunnels.
The IDF has tightened its encirclement of Gaza City as Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Israel to press for a humanitarian pause in the fighting with Hamas and for more aid to be allowed into besieged Gaza. Roughly 800 people, including hundreds of Palestinians with foreign passports and dozens of injured people, have been allowed to leave the Gaza Strip so far. The Palestinian death toll in the Israeli-Hamas war has exceeded 9,000. More than 1,400 people in Israel have been killed, most of them in the October 7th Hamas attack that started the fighting, and 242 hostages were taken from Israel into Gaza by the militant group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the House has greenlighted $14.5 billion for Israel.
The House voted 226 to 196, mostly along party lines, to approve the Israel aid package, defying a veto threat from President Biden, imposing a dilemma for Democrats who support the Jewish state. Newly elected Speaker Mike Johnson put forward the bill, which conditions military funding for Israel on cutting the same amount for a tax enforcement initiative at the IRS that is part of the Inflation Reduction Act, a key piece of President Biden's agenda. The measure is headed for a bipartisan block of opposition in the Senate. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the guilty verdict came quickly. A Manhattan federal jury convicting one-time cryptocurrency czar Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud and conspiracy. Bankman-Fried's attorney vows an appeal, saying his client maintains his innocence. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried engineered the biggest fraud in U.S. history. On Wall Street, Dow futures 4 points higher. This is SRN News. The new Speaker of the House talks about faith.
Mike Johnson doesn't have a favorite Bible verse. He's got a favorite chapter. The Louisiana Republican tells the Daily Signal that he loves Psalm 37, adding, quote, "I would call that my life's passage, the whole psalm. It's so applicable to these times." Johnson, who has worked for the Southern Baptist Convention, says the mainstream media is still hostile to evangelical Christians. He was recently compared to the Taliban by the editors of the Daily Beast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another state with strong pro-life laws reports a sharp drop in abortion. According to Texas Health and Human Services, there were a little over 22,000 abortions in the state last year, a 59% reduction from 2021. Chemical abortions, which are the most common in Texas, declined by 51%. As expected, states where bans or severe restrictions on the procedure are in place have seen a dramatic fall in abortion rates. SRN News. Employees at 18 entertainment venues in Las Vegas threatening to go on strike.
Tens of thousands of Las Vegas hotel workers have set a strike deadline for next week. The Culinary Workers Union, which has not gone on strike in decades, says that about 35,000 members whose contracts expired earlier this year could walk off the job if deals aren't reached on issues such as pay, job security, and benefits by November 10th. With casino giants MGM Resorts International, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. A sweeping strike could cause major disruptions to big events such as the Strip's inaugural Formula One races scheduled for later this month. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hawaiian authorities say a wildfire in a remote mountainous area of central Oahu has moved east, away from population centers as firefighters continue the battle. More details, SRNNews.com.